The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we bring another new episode for you of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. We are discussing about the great knowledge that Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an possessed, the scholarly brilliance that he possessed, and what a great personality he was from the perspective of knowledge as well. And the entire Ummah is indebted to his service to the knowledge of Deen, the knowledge that not only he possessed but also imparted onto the Ummah, and many principles that he laid down in order to deduce certain rulings from Quran, from Hadith, they are even followed today and will be followed until the Day of Judgment. If it wasn't for Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, the Ummah would have been strayed in terms of how to deduce rulings from Quran and Hadith. This was a great task that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh performed, where he established those principles that how should we take guidance from Quran and Hadith. He laid those principles for us that how should we follow and go about deducing certain rulings from Quran and Hadith. Today inshallah we will continue talking about the brilliance of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh in another branch of knowledge which is very, very important and the most superior form of knowledge, which you can also take it as, which is the tafsir of the Quran, the commentary of the Quran. We will talk about Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, his expertise, his grip on the tafsir of Quran, and how he radiallahu anh explained what certain verses mean, and he radiallahu anh also replied to certain questions of Sahaba Karam Ali Muridwan using certain verses of the Quran. That's how much grip of Quran he had. That's how great the comprehension of Quran he possessed. But before that, as per our routine, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In one hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned that he who recites salat upon me 100 times a day, Allah Almighty will inscribe right between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell, and on the Day of Judgment he'll be kept among martyrs, among shuhada. Subhanallah. Great honor again for sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Almighty enable us all to send salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. Allahumma ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about Farooq Azam radiallahu anh and ilme tafsir, the commentary of the Quran. This is such a branch of knowledge, dear viewers, that is very, very important for us, because without the tafsir of Quran we cannot comprehend the message which is conveyed in the Holy Quran, and this we can acquire only through reading authentic commentaries of Quran of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, where we can understand the message which has been given in the verses of the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Without having this knowledge, we cannot understand what Quran is saying and how Quran is guiding us in our lives. When we talk about Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he was unmatched in this very branch of knowledge as well. Because remember that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh was amongst those companions who were the scribes of the Prophet, who were Qatib-e Wahi, who would write down the Wahi that would be revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So once a verse of Quran or verses of Quran would be revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then the scribes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they would write it down the way the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would instruct them. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would also mentioned the meaning of the verse, the tafsir of that very verse, the commentary of that very verse. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, since he was also amongst the scribes of the Prophet, amongst those companions who would write down the revelations that were revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, hence he would also comprehend the meaning, the tafsir, the commentary of the verses duly, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would mention the meaning, the commentary of those verses to Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu as well. So Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he had in-depth knowledge regarding the tafsir of the Quran, and he also guided many other companions as well, many elite companions as well, from the perspective of the meanings of certain verses. And other companions, they would also look up to Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu when it would come to understand the verses of the Quran. So let's delve deeper into this subject and see how Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu spent his time in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in understanding the Quran, and how he duly imparted this knowledge on to the Ummah as well, for them to also comprehend the Quran better. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he studied Surah Baqarah from the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in 12 years. So 12 years Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu spent in learning Surah Baqarah from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And upon completion of learning Surah Baqarah, then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he sacrificed one she camel as gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers, over here we see that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu spent 12 years just to learn Surah Baqarah, Allahu Akbar, and learnt it from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We can see that today there are commentaries written, the tafaseer available, where we can read the commentary of Surah Baqarah, and perhaps will be done in a week. We would go through certain tafaseer, let's say if we study on daily basis, within a month's time we would have gone through many commentaries of Quran on Surah Baqarah. But imagine if Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu spent 12 years of his life studying Surah Baqarah, and from none other than Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself, then imagine the amount of knowledge he would have acquired, and the amount of secrets that would have been unlocked for him, that would have been revealed to him, that would have been explicitly and also secretly be within the verses of Surah Baqarah. So spending 12 years in the court of the Prophet ﷺ just to learn one surah, this shows the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and the level of understanding of Quran that he would possess. Now, another greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu in terms of the commentary of Quran can be seen from this fact as well, that many a times it would be observed that he radiallahu anhu would hold discussions with other elite companions, illustrious companions, in regards to the tafsir of the Quran. Now, this is also a way of showing the greatness of someone, that he would hold scholarly discussions with other contemporaries regarding a certain subject, where he would get further in-depth knowledge regarding that very subject, or he would guide others with the in-depth knowledge that he possesses himself. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, this was his practice, that he would carry out scholarly discussions with other illustrious and elite companions regarding the tafsir of the Quran. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he narrates that once Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he questioned the Sahaba, his own companions, he questioned them regarding the tafsir of Surah An-Nasr. Then some of them, they replied that it refers to the victory of some cities and palaces, to which he radiallahu anhu then asked me, meaning Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, I think that after this Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he asked me regarding its commentary as well. So I respectfully replied that it refers to the duration of life, or it has been mentioned to give example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and to convey the news of his departing from this world. So again, in this narration, we see that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would hold scholarly discussions with other companions regarding the tafsir of the Quran, where they both would benefit from each other, they both would enhance their own knowledge from holding these discussions as well. Now the slave of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, whose name was Najda, he is narrating this very narration that once Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he was in the market of Madinat al-Munawwara, and nearby he saw a piece of date lying on the ground. So he radiallahu anhu picked it up and he cleaned it. Then he gave it to an Abyssinian person, and giving it to him, he said that he take it and put it in your mouth. Now Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he was also present nearby. So he respectfully asked that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, what is this?" So Amirul Mu'mineen then asked him that, "Is this a small piece of date or a big piece of date?" To which he respectfully replied that, "Your Eminence, this is slightly bigger than a small piece of date." Upon this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he said that, "Do you understand the meaning of this very saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which a small piece has been discussed?" And then he radiallahu anh, recited verse number 40 of Surah Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, translation from Kanzul Irfan, "Indeed, Allah does not oppress even as much as an atom's weight, and if there is a good deed, He multiplies it and grants great reward from His court." So Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he then recited this very verse, meaning that there's some actions that start with a small piece, but their end is a great reward. SubhanAllah. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, the action that he performed, he explained it through the verse of Quran, through verse number 40 of Surah Nisa, and then he mentioned that the action could be small, but it could end up having a great reward. So this also shows that how adamant Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu was in performing good deeds, even if they were small. And when someone would ask him, even the likes of Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he would reply to him through the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. This was the grip that he radiallahu anhu had upon the Quran, that he replied to Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu at this occasion through the verse of the Quran, and then explained further that an action at times start with a small piece of something, but then ends up in having great reward. Now, there are many other verses in which we see that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had great expertise in, and he radiallahu anhu mentioned the commentary of those verses. Inshallah, we'll cover some of those verses. Now, Sayyidina Mujahid radiallahu anhu, he narrates that once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu was asked, and this is a beautiful narration. It not only shows us the grip that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had on the commentary of the Quran, but it also shows us a great principle and a great foundational principle, we can say, in other words, that we should also adopt in our nature. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he was asked that, "Is that person better who does not have a desire to commit sin and he doesn't commit sin either, or is that person better that who has the desire to commit a sin, but he abstains from it?" So this was asked to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So there are two types of people. One person, he doesn't have any desire of sinning and he doesn't sin. And then there's another person who has the desire of committing sin, but he abstains from committing sin. So which of the two people are better? Now in reply to this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said that those who have desire to commit sin but then abstain from it, regarding them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and then he recited verse number 3 of Surah Hujarat, where Allah Almighty says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: it is they whose hearts Allah has tested for piety, for them there is forgiveness and great reward. So through this saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse number 3 of Surah Hujarat, Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu clarified and replied to the question that the person who has the desire of committing sin but yet abstains from it, he is better than the other type of person who doesn't have any desire to commit a sin and he doesn't commit a sin either. So again, dear viewers, over here we see the expertise of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu in the tafsir of the Quran. And on the other hand, we also learn that we are human beings. We have nafs in us. So we would have the desire to commit a sin. We would have this urge to commit sin. But having this desire, those who abstain from committing sins, those who suppress their nafs, they are better in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, beautifully mentioned by Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu through this verse of the Quran. Now at another place, dear viewers, the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, verse number 110 of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O Muslims, you are the best nation which was sent forth for the guidance of people. You command the good and forbid evil, and you believe in Allah. If the people of the book had embraced faith too, it would have been better for them. Some of them are believers, whilst most of them are disobedient. So regarding this verse, Amir al-Mu'mineen Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said that had Allah willed, so he could have said antum instead of kuntum. As the verse starts with kuntum khaira ummatin, so this very term kuntum, Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu says that instead of kuntum, Allah Almighty could have said antum. But this would then mean that all the people are better. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you are best of the people where the Sahaba are being addressed. But if antum would have been said, then this would apply to all the people. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said kuntum, and by saying this, Allah Almighty has specified the companions of the Prophet. Now whoever out of you perform same deeds as them, meaning as Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, then they will be best of the nation out of the nations that existed. So Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, he explained a beautiful concept of becoming the best in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through verse number 110 of Surah Ali Imran. And Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, he recited this verse in front of us, and then he said that, O people, whoever wants to become a best of the ummas, then what should he do? He should fulfill the conditions mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the one who commands good, forbids evil, and believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through this very verse, Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding people how you can become the best of the ummas. Now another verse of the Quran, verse number 3 of Surah Waqi'ah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, meaning lowering some and elevating others. Regarding this, Sayyidina Ibn Jarir and Ibn Abi Hatim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhima narrate that whilst mentioning the commentary of this very verse, Amir al-Mu'mineen Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu said, that day of judgment that will hurl the enemies of Allah into hell and take the friends of Allah towards paradise. Subhanallah. This is how Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, he mentioned the commentary of this verse, which was lowering some, elevating others. So lowering some, he referred to the enemies of Allah being hurled into hell, and elevating some, the friends of Allah being taken to paradise. This is how he radiallahu anhu mentioned the commentary of verse number 3 of Surah Waqi'ah. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about another verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Takwir, verse number 7, where Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. Now, regarding this verse, let's hear to the translation of this verse first. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. And when lives are paid, this is the translation of this verse. Regarding this, he explained that it means that pious people will be paid with pious people in paradise, and evil people, wicked people, will be paid with wicked people, evil people, in hell fire. So this is how he radiallahu anhu defined this very verse, verse number 7 of Surah Takwir, where Allah Almighty says that when lives are paid. So this is how he radiallahu anhu beautifully mentioned the commentary of this very verse, where Allah Almighty says, and when lives are paid. So pious people in paradise will be paid with pious people in paradise, and evil people will be paid with evil people in hellfire. Now, verse number 197 of Surah Baqarah, translation from Kanzul Irfan, Hajj is performed within some known months. Now, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, stated whilst mentioning the commentary of this very verse that the months of Hajj refer to Shawwalul Mukarram, Dhulqa'datul Haram, and Dhulhijjatul Haram, meaning the first 10 days of Dhulhijjatul Haram. So this very verse, this is how Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he mentioned the commentary of verse number 197 of Surah Baqarah. Then verse number 97 of Surah Ali Imran, where it is stated, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and it is incumbent upon the people to perform Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah, those who are able to reach it. So regarding this very verse number 97 of Surah Ali Imran, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, in the commentary of this verse, the word Sabila, regarding it, they mention that it refers to provisions of the way and having a ride for this very obligation of Islam. So, Man istata'a ilayhi Sabila, this very word Sabila, this is the commentary of this very word which Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma and Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, they mention. So, provisions of the journey and also having a ride for the journey. Furthermore, verse number 11 of Surah Hadid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man zalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, who is he that will give a good loan to Allah? Now, Sayyidina Musa bin Abu Kathir al-Ansari rahmatullah alayh, he narrates that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, whilst mentioning the commentary of this very verse, and especially the term qardan hasana, good loan, he radiallahu anhu says that it refers to spending in the path of Allah. So this is how he mentioned the commentary of qardan hasana, good loan, that this refers to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, verse number 82 of Surah An'am, where Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, those who believe and do not enshroud polytheism with faith, then for those very people there is protection and they are rightly guided. Now, in this verse, the term bizulmin, the word zulm has appeared. And Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he did the commentary of this very term that zulm over here refers to polytheism, to shirk. Next verse, verse number 266 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah Almighty says, أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, would any of you like this, that he has a garden of date palms and grape vines beneath which rivers flow? Now regarding this, let's talk about the commentary side of things regarding this verse which Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned. So Sayyidina Ubaid bin Umair radiallahu anhu narrates that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he asked people regarding this verse, saying that this verse of the Quran, what has it been revealed for? People, they said, Allah knows the best. Then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said, they just tell me whether you know or not. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he respectfully replied that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I know a little bit regarding this. To which Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said that, O my nephew, tell me about it and do not consider yourself inferior. Now Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma respectfully says that, Your Honor, this verse mentions the example of an action, of a deed. So then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he asks him that, which deed does it give example of? Then after asking this question, Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he himself replies, he says that It gives the example of such a ghani person, such a generous person who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who keeps performing deeds in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Almighty sends Satan towards him, and Satan makes him commit sins and destroys all his deeds. So dear viewers, this is how Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he explained the commentary of this very verse, and it shows us that what great in-depth knowledge Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, had about the Quran, and how he radiallahu anh, also guided the Ummah, guided us in regards to the meanings and understanding of the Quran. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we try to cover some of the verses of the Quran which were defined by Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, for which commentary of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, were mentioned in the books. There are many other verses which Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, has mentioned the commentary of, but we've just covered a few of them today just to get a gist of the greatness and the expertise that Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, had in relation to the verses of the Quran. At many places we saw that many other companions, they didn't know of the commentary of the Quran, and then it was Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, who guided them towards the correct meanings and what was meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those verses. This was a speciality of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, and why wouldn't it be, as he learnt the Quran from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself. He is the one who spent 12 years in only learning Surah Baqarah from the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can imagine that what great understanding he would have developed regarding the Quran, and how beautifully he radiallahu anh, would have understood the Quran, and then he imparted this knowledge ahead as well. He radiallahu anh, would consult with other Sahaba, he would hold scholarly discussions with other Sahaba regarding the commentary of the Quran. He would ask other Sahaba that what does this verse mean, and at several occasions he radiallahu anh, would himself define the verses of the Quran, mentioning the commentary of the Quran, so other Sahaba could also understand the Quran, and this also becomes recorded for us, for the coming generations, so we can also benefit from the saying of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, where he defined the meanings of the Quran. So dear viewers, this was Farooq Azam radiallahu anh for us, that what great expertise he had in the knowledge of Quran as well, what great expertise he possessed in the comprehension and understanding of the Quran as well. At the same time, we also need to focus upon ourselves as well, that how much effort do we put in order to understand the Quran, in order to go through the commentary of the Quran, translation of the Quran, so that we can also learn that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us on, what message are we being conveyed with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what exactly are we meant to do. So let's make an intention that inshaAllah Azzawajal we will also focus on the Quran, try to understand the Quran, and inshaAllah Azzawajal act in accordance to the principles, in accordance to the guidance that has been provided to us in the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, also enable us to recite the Quran, understand the Quran, and lead our lives in accordance to the commandments given in the Quran. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.